We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we are calling the Butterball Hotline right now, and we're going to ask a few questions about how to cook a Butterball turkey. But our main purpose this morning is to let them know and warn them that Cecil B. Hollister is about to crank call them right after we get done.
Now, apparently Cecil B.'s got a live turkey in his house.
Now, I don't know whether they'll believe us or not, whether they'll take it seriously, but we're going to tell them straight up. We're going to call them prank you.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know if they'll believe us or not, but Cato has dialed it up, and I believe we have got someone who is ready to do it. This is like an interview with them to find out about the turkey hotline, but this we have scheduled. After that, we're just going to call back and see who we get and prank them. All right, so let's go ahead and check in with the gentleman on the line right now.
So we're on the phone with Butterball Hotline. Woo! Bill is here with us today to help us out. When you call the Butterball Hotline,
you might get Bill as the person you talk to.
You never know. You might. You just might.
The number is 1-800-BUTTERBALL. It's easy for us to remember. I'm kind of curious, do you ever get prank calls from people?
Very rarely. Very rarely. You know, sometimes we might get a few, but mostly it was kids. You know, kids would call up.
Right.
You know? And say, oh, can I put my 25-pound turkey in a microwave oven?
So no adults are crank calling you, right?
Not that I've talked to. Not that I've talked to.
I got you.
What is it the average person needs to know that they have to call the Butterball Hotline for?
The number one question that we get is, how do I thaw my turkey?
Yes.
Always been number one.
How do you thaw that turkey? Tell us real quick.
I got a 16-pound Butterball in my freezer. We're going to fry.
Okay, here's what you want to do. The easiest way to thaw a turkey is to take it out of the freezer, put it into your refrigerator, put it on a flat pan, you know, like a cookie sheet or something like that. Put it in the refrigerator. It's going to thaw at a rate of about 4 pounds for every 24 hours. So if you got a 16-pound turkey in your freezer, it's going to take about 4 days.
Cato, I told you you would need to use math one day.
Honestly, this is turkey math we're doing. It's like homework, Bill. Come on.
Sorry, guys.
Well, and now I understand, too, you've branched out a little bit with the Butterball Hotline this year. You have an expanding emotional support line for people that are stressed out about cooking this big old Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh.
We do. You know, you got to make sure you got all the food. You got to make sure you don't ruin it when you're cooking it. You got to make sure everybody shows up. So, you know, we provide a lot of emotional support to people.
Bill, I have a question maybe you can settle for us, because we've argued about it in the studio, but what's the difference between stuffing and dressing?
You know, that's a question we get all the time, and I'll tell you the secret. Nothing.
I thought stuffing was a little bit drier than dressing, and dressing is more like a Duncan Hines cake, kind of moist.
My feeling on it is, if you call it dressing, it is something you make on the side in a pan, not in stuffed into the turkey.
Okay.
Call it stuffing, it's stuffed into the turkey.
And asking for a friend, what wine pairs best with turkey?
Really?
What? I'm asking for someone
else. Good question.
Asking for a friend is be a white wine. You know, a Chardonnay would work well.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
You know what? I'm no expert, but I prefer cheer wine with my turkey. That's just me.
I prefer black cherry White Claw.
You know what? Some people actually marinate their turkey with PBR.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Those people are called rednecks.
Well, Bill, we are excited with the Butterball Hotline this year.
Yeah.
The number is 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And just to let you, you might want to warn some people there. We're going to crank call y'all in a few minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You
warned, but visit butterball.com.
All right.
All right. I don't know if he believes us.
All right. I think he was... inside a turkey.
Yeah. It did sound like he was inside the cavity of the turkey.
He's the stuffing.
Yeah. There's echoing.
I wonder if all those calls sound like that or if they're normally better than that.
I don't know.
That guy would sound like he was very muffled.
Maybe they're buildings shaped like a turkey.
Well, there's some butterball tips for you.
Which part did they go in and out of the house?
Yeah, I know.
Back to the building.
Gosh.
All right. So we're going to crank call him here in a second.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We just got offline with Bill from the Butterball Hotline.
Yep.
And you can call them. They got all kinds of tips stuff there. But we were asking him about, you know, people that crank call. He said kids do it, but normally adults don't.
Yeah.
Maybe adults that act like kids are going to do it, right?
Well, we warned them. We're going to do it.
Okay, we got a full cast here. You know your roles. Kato, you got to be the turkey in this one. All right, Tori, you got to be my redneck wife.
Own
all
it.
Right, here we go. If we're going to have a turkey inside my house.
I'll just sit back and listen.
All right.
We'll make you hungry.
I could be the turkey.
Sometimes people listen. Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. Please wait.
Okay.
This is the Butterball Turkey Talk line. How can I help you?
Yes. Hello, ma'am. It's Cecil Hollister. I'm calling from South Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know what? Me and my family, we love Butterball. We have been using Butterball turkeys since I was a little bitty boy.
Is that right?
We love them. Absolutely love them. And I applaud you. We love to do, you know, there's always a family argument. Is it going to be stuffing or potatoes? You know how people like, sometimes they like potatoes with them. Sometimes they like stovetop stuffing, see?
Sure.
Yeah, and dressing. And I'm sure it's not a big concern for you, though, is it?
Well, we like everything.
Yeah, oh, as long as you buy your turkeys, right?
That's right.
Oh, well, reason I'm calling, we're doing things a little bit different this year. We are going to, and I've never done this, and y'all may not have information on it. Do you have information about cooking the live turkeys?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think you'd want to do that, would you?
Well, no. Well, someone had been criticizing, saying, hey, you know what? Live turkeys are better if you...
You mean fresh turkeys?
Yeah, fresh turkeys.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys give advice about the fresh turkeys?
Well, actually, you don't cook them any differently.
You don't?
And we do sell fresh turkeys, yes, absolutely. Butterball sells fresh turkeys as well as frozen turkeys.
Well...
We've been doing that for many years now.
Yeah, you might. I've got one here in the house right now.
Oh, you mean you have a live turkey in the house.
Yes. And here's the thing. My wife said that you don't have to pluck the feathers before you cook a turkey.
Well, I think you'd probably want to do that.
Hold on a second. Ruby!
Huh?
This Butterball lady said that you do have to pluck the feathers before you put it in the oven.
Nuh-uh.
You do too.
No.
You do too.
Nuh-uh.
You do too.
Uh-uh.
She won't listen to nothing.
Well.
You know what? It's hard living with a woman.
It's probably hard living without one, though.
That's true. Can't live with them. Can't live without them, can you?
No.
But now, is there a place I can go? Do y'all have a website that would tell her that she has to, because she don't believe me.
Well, I don't know that it particularly says that you have to pluck the feathers from the turkey, but I think you'd want to. I don't think you've ever seen a cooked turkey with feathers on it.
Yeah, but you, here's the thing, though. Wouldn't the feathers catch on fire?
Well, they might. It's possible, but, you know, it depends on how you cook it. But in the oven, it probably isn't going to catch on fire, but they'd get awfully toasty.
Yes, exactly. So, see, you do have to, Ruby. Tell her that you have to.
Okay.
Tell her.
Do not.
Do too. Yeah, we got a turkey in this dead gum house. You've been, it looks like, hold on. He's about to make a... Hang on a minute, ma'am. Hold on. Come here, you dumb turkey. Come here, you turkey. Get out of here. Where do we get that turkey out? I can't have nothing nice.
Okay. Dad, sounds like you have your hands full.
Well, here's the thing. I think I just might as well buy just a regular turkey. A live turkey, too much trouble.
Well, I think it would be easier if you just purchased a butterball.
But that, you know what? That'd probably be better for me because I wouldn't have to put up with fighting with my wife about do you pluck the feathers or not.
It definitely would be easier.
That turkey pooped in the floor.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Alrighty.
You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving
to you, too.
Bye.
Oh, award-winning cast right there. We need to roll the credits.
I wonder if she'll talk to Bill today.
I don't know.
She'll be like, I got a weirdest call today.
We need to call Bill back. Did you get crank call just then? That's crank call this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tori and I were talking about an interesting article about a new Samsung refrigerator that is coming out.
We are fascinating people.
Let me tell you, I went to Lowe's the other day, and they got those that you can see through. And, you know,
this is kind of like that.
It changes. You can watch TV on it.
It kind of has a 21-inch screen on the front of it.
It looks like a
giant smartphone has been put on the fridge. I'll be honest, I don't think it's that attractive.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's still cool.
And it's convenient because you know how many times I just stand in front of the refrigerator thinking something is going to something's going to be there that wasn't there the last 5 minutes.
Wouldn't that be great, too? Like in the summertime, you just open both the doors and they had like that image in the back of the refrigerator while you're looking at something.
Neat. Stay cool.
Yeah, and then you could be entertained.
That's a good idea. Yeah. You need to patent that.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, well, this refrigerator is smarter than you are. I don't say that to be mean. It's just it's smarter than all of us. It's a $5,800 fridge. But one of the things that is super cool about it is it monitors like your milk. And if it sees your jug is getting low, it tells you or orders more milk for you. It's up to you. Now, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about this and I'm like, is the technology really that advanced? Or are they just paying people in India to watch your refrigerator and then order whenever you get low?
So they got a camera in there.
There's no electronics going, oh, they're low. It's like a person going, oh, they're low, let's order some.
They better watch out late at night when I'm, you know, sitting there and I'm thirsty and I'm in my underwear.
Well, it doesn't look out of the refrigerator.
Well, if you open the door,
no,
it's right there.
No, it looks in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, the door's open, though, but
That's not where the camera is.
Hawk's like, hi, George, can you hand me the milk, please?
Yeah.
Hawk's wanting to, he's exposing himself, so what he's trying to do.
I did not want to do that. I said it would be bad if you were in your underwear and you're
open. Like that.
Because how many times do you do that? Oh, is it going to turn off?
No, it doesn't aim that way.
It does.
No, it's not on the door.
Where's the camera?
At the lower part of the floor of the refrigerator. When you open the doors, it's down like your license plate camera.
So it's getting an upshot.
Could you imagine if it did see you, Hawk? It'd be like, we need more milk and breakfast sausages.
Oh, they're getting a little short.
I got you.
That's right. Thank you, Kato. That solved that problem.
Jimmy Dean.
But, you know, you look at all this stuff, it's going to be soon where we will never have to think about anything.
It's sad.
Well, it's good and bad because I've gotten to where I don't think about my bills anymore because they're all on auto pay. So when something gets messed up, my credit score plummets like they did when one of the credit card companies sold themselves to someone else. And apparently that turns off my auto pay. So I didn't pay for 2 months. And then they're like, your credit's bad. I'm like, no, your billing is bad.
Yeah, that should not be allowed. But also with this refrigerator, you can be at the store and, oh, dang, what was it that I forgot on my list? And it will show you. You can connect to this refrigerator.
And watch it.
Yes, and it will.
It's so cool. Grocery store.
You can stare at your refrigerator from other places besides home.
Wow.
That's technology.
Yeah.
Because it's true. We open our fridge and stare at it sometimes. And the whole time I get uptight because I'm like, how much electricity am I wasting?
Right. Well, see, this would work for me because I have very little things in my fridge and they're all lined up in a single file line. But,
and you would have even less if you had to pay $5,800 for the fridge.
Exactly. But I've seen like my mom's fridge or a friend's fridge.
It's packed so tight. Yeah. How will that know that you're out of pickles that's in the back of the...
Exactly. There's an Indian looking over all of them. I don't think the technology can do that.
And I always feel like I'm failing because my mom's fridge is the same way. It's like you can't even get to stuff. But with mine, it's barren. Our freezer is packed, but the fridge is barren. I'm like, what am I missing in adulthood that I don't have stuff in here?
I think it's takeout food.
I think it's money.
Yeah, mine has just the boxes of to-go boxes. That's all mine is full of.
Yeah, and if that fridge starts to know what's in the to-go boxes, I'm very suspicious.
Waffle House again. You're low on your hash browns.
That would be something.
Suddenly you get to the fridge and you're missing some food. Hey, wait a minute.
So you don't even have to remember to pay bills now. You don't have to remember people's phone numbers. You don't have to remember what's in your refrigerator. All we need is some kind of device that would help you comb your hair this morning. Look at Tom's hair in the back.
I was messing with my Oculus.
Okay. He had a big cowlick back there.
I would need one that watched me full time because I left and it was fine, but I got the Oculus on today and it was all messing my hair up.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe one in the bathroom that would tell you that, like, you need to comb your hair, you need to brush your teeth, and then you'd be in your underwear there too. Where's the camera going to be looking?
I had the Oculus on. I was trying to see what was in my fridge. Wouldn't that be cool? You can walk around in your fridge. That would actually be a cool video game. If it made you miniaturize. It made you shrunk and you're in your fridge trying to climb from level to level to get to stuff.
And then all your food is alive and you have to race to get to stuff.
And you know what? Some of the food's been there so long that it's turned zombie.
Yes, and that's the bad food, and you have to help the healthy food survive. Wow. Or maybe help, like, the cookies survive. I don't know.
What have y'all been smoking this morning?
Stop talking.
I think it's a good idea for a video game.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, are we still participating with No Shave November or Movember, whatever you call it?
I haven't heard anything about that this year.
I haven't seen anything online as much either.
I feel like y'all aren't pulling your weight. I'm carrying the team over here.
Yeah, with your legs you are.
I tried to celebrate No Noise November, but y'all won't shut up.
Wow. I feel like I can't participate. My wife just complains when I do.
I got a buddy of mine. He was participating. He's got a big old Mario mustache, and it's backfired on him.
Why?
His wife doesn't want to kiss him because he's got this big,
huge
Mario mustache, and he looks kind of goofy.
It's 1 month.
Yeah.
She could do it for a month.
Yeah. My wife says it hurts, like when she kisses me.
When it gets prickly, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not the best at growing beards, neither am I, Tom. I'm like, if we were to grow a full-on beard, it would be patchy.
It'd be like speckled.
Yeah.
Like, connect the dots.
Well, it turns out about 38% of women say it is a big turnoff when a man can't grow a beard. So, yeah.
How would they know unless you tried? Like, if you don't ever grow one, they won't know you can't.
Oh, no.
You shave regularly.
At one point or another, you're going to try to grow a beard just to see, or go a few months or weeks without shaving.
I can't see that. I mean, maybe it's a turnoff while you're doing it, but I don't see why a woman would see that as a turnoff overall.
Well, matter of fact, there's an article about, like, the celebrities that can't grow a beard. Post Malone, you ever seen his beard's kind of patchy? You seen that?
He should just get it tattooed on.
How about Ed Sheeran? You seen Ed Sheeran's beard? It goes underneath his face. Like, if you Google it, he can't grow a full beard.
Have you?
No. What do you mean?
Googled it.
Yeah, look at it. Go ahead and Google it.
No, I'm a pass.
Keanu Reeves is the number one person. If you've seen his beard, it's very, like, just thin. Peach fuzz beards, that you can't really, it's not like a, full blown beard.
But isn't that called the 5 o'clock shadow?
No.
5 o'clock shadow, a lot of women like that if you can actually pull it off, and you can grow that full 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, that means by 5 o'clock that evening, you've already started a beard.
Now, yeah. If it's like a, 2.5 o'clock shadow, it's
2.5 o'clock. noon.
It's not good. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, can't grow a good beard.
Was that a surprise? You knew that about him when he was 5, he wasn't going to be able to grow a beard.
What do you mean?
He just had that
baby face.
There was never going to be any pores big enough to let beard in.
Well, Harry Potter, he needs to, come up with some kind of...
wand out.
Yeah. Touch his cheeks. Chris Pratt can't grow a full beard.
Yeah, he's got that kind of rednecky look about him.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy, a lot of charisma, but he's got a little bit of white trash in there.
I was surprised Matthew McConaughey. If you look at his picture, because he's a good-looking guy.
But,
he has to, go ahead. You can see, top 10 guys that can't grow a beard. And, you know, if it were local, I think Tom and I would be on the list. Kato, you got to, I mean, you can really grow a big one.
Yeah, and the longest I went was 1 month. I did the no shave November thing once, and I don't like it. But I will go sometimes when I skip my Saturday, if I miss my shave day Saturday, and I have to go 2 weeks. It's rough.
Okay.
Am I the only one that worries about what Hawk sits around and Googles?
No, it's not healthy to do that.
No, here's the reason why I have not seen any Movember or No Shave November stuff going on as much as we normally do. So that's why I was kind of Googling some of that stuff.
Well, because it's copyrighted now, and you're not really supposed to say it.
Well, and quite frankly, you know what? I'm not the best at growing a beard. My beard's kind of like, you know what? If it was back in the pirate days, you know, I would not be Blackbeard the Pirate. I'd be Patchy Beard the Pirate, and all the other pirates would make fun of me. You know, it's like, you have that little beard you couldn't grow so well. Look at his beard. It's not even a beard. It's Patchy Beard. He's not tough. He can't, you know, conquer another ship.
Conquer another ship. Okay.
Well, you can't be Patch Beard because it's not a beard. It's not black. Black beard, you'd be Black Patch
or Patches.
Yeah, Patches.
Yeah, dog named Patches.
I'd be Peach Fuzz the Pirate.
I wonder how long he lived.
That's not intimidating, is it?
That's called a mutiny happening right there.
There's a good movie for you right there, Peach Fuzz the Pirate.
So you have a lot of free time, it seems like.
Now, you know what? Okay. Coming up next, it's the women that can't grow a beard.
That was a yes, Kato.
I don't know what it was.
I just ignored it. Leave me alone. I got to go Google some more, y'all.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.